You're listening to the audio production of Beautiful Uncertainty by Mandy Hale, published by Thomas Nelson and read by M. Eldridge. To my readers, thank you for taking this beautifully uncertain journey with me. Being a part of your lives has been one of the biggest blessings of mine. This one's for you. Introduction. There's a lot of uncertainty about single life. Uncertainty about whom to date, whom to love, who loves you back, where to work, sometimes how to pay the next bill, how to cook. Should you venture out to that movie or restaurant alone, or wait for a friend to join you? Should you buy a house or keep renting? Try online dating or play it safe? And then, sometimes you venture onto an online dating site briefly, only to get hit on by a man 3 times your age who is proudly posing with his prized stuffed turkey in his profile pic. And you dart quickly back to the certain path of safety. This is a strictly hypothetical scenario, of course. Every single day reminds me of the many, many uncertainties of single life, and how those same uncertainties brought me here, to this place as a writer, as a blogger, as an author, as someone you have invited into your world, at least for a little while, by listening to these words. Just 6 short years ago, I was trapped in a toxic, abusive relationship that would ultimately change everything about my life. I just didn't know it at the time. Night after night after night, you could find me hidden away in my bedroom, in the apartment I shared with my agnostic boyfriend, crying out helplessly to God from one of the darkest corners I'd ever found myself cowering in. God's grace is big enough to cover sinful decisions, as it turns out. And it was during that time when I first began to really experience and embrace the beautiful uncertainty of not just believing in God, but of walking with Him. I knew without a doubt God was going to deliver me from that relationship. I just didn't know how. And at that moment, I didn't need to know how. I just needed to draw near to Him and trust Him. I became a Christian at age 20, but I don't feel that I truly became a Christ follower until those nights of helplessness spent on my knees before Him 6 years ago. It took fleeing from an unhealthy relationship to send me running straight into His arms. I didn't have a close relationship with Jesus until that season of surrendered uncertainty made Him come alive to me in a whole new
Sample complete. Ready to continue?